What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You guys get to hold down the fort tomorrow.
Yeah, you're going to play a little golf. Huh?
That's right. You got the yearly tournament.
You going to wear shorts in that tournament?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I didn't know if you were like,
I was going to wear what Jason Kelce ripped off.
Oh, how good was that?
Did you see the lady's reaction? They got the front row seat.
That's all
I saw.
Like, Her face was like, ah!
She's like, he did it. Props to him. But yeah, be gone tomorrow. So the Mac and Bob show tomorrow. First one we've had, right?
Yeah, I think so, right?
Yeah. I think so. It'll be fun. Yeah. I'm excited.
So that'll be interesting. I'll have it on in the golf cart. I won't.
Why would you?
No, we'll definitely have music, and I'll be probably two or three deep before you guys get out of here. But no, hold it down, keep it standing. You guys are pros.
What's a good song for the golf cart? Like, what's the perfect song that you want to listen to? Because last night at the swim meet, it's like they were just doing remixes of everything. Like every event was a different song and little pieces of songs and things like that.
Like a mashup kind of thing.
Yeah, it was fun. You know, yeah.
Yacht rock is popular.
Okay,
I'm weird though. I'll play like a collaboration of like the Grateful Dead and Dave Matthews, because each song's like 9 minutes long, so you don't have to worry about anything like that. Plus, you're not really tuned into it.
Right.
Rap is popular, obviously. Country music is popular.
Anything.
Yeah. I mean, it just depends on where you're at. It's fun to like, sometimes I'll play Motown.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Because sometimes the carts have Bluetooth.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, I obviously have speaker or whatever, but like sometimes the carts have Bluetooth and I'll just like crank Motown.
Heck yeah.
And like people like drive by and they'll be like, don't know much about history.
All the marshals on the course are like, I didn't know you were our age.
Yeah. Somebody says, for me, it's anything but Tool, man. I don't know if I know you, but I know that reference, and that's great. God. One night I was playing poker with a bunch of guys, and I was like, oh, is this Evanescence? And this guy was so...
Evanescence?
This guy was so pissed. He goes, no, dude, it's Tool. And I was like, oh, I check. I was like, sorry, man, I thought it was Evanescence. He goes, and then like 5 minutes later, he's like, Evanescence.
Did you really offended that guy?
Apparently,
huh?
I mean, man.
My God, if you get offended
but
by
that. But I never understood those people. Like, you don't know who Soundgarden is? I'm like... Sorry, yeah. I know a lot about music, but I don't know all of it.
Yeah, no, that's why I don't do that. Like when Mac has said, I haven't seen that movie, I'm like, I'm in the same category. I haven't seen 90% of the movies that are out there either, you know, so I'll never be that guy. You haven't seen this? You know, like, and it's always your initial reaction, right? You want to say that and act that way, but, you know, you can't because there's a lot of things that people haven't experienced. That's all right.
There is a lot that people are experiencing, though, with a local kid, the Miz, Mizorowski, from Blue Springs, went to Green Valley High School, played at a golf course, actually right in the middle of his hometowns or wherever, Adams Point, great course. What a story this is, right?
Yeah.
A buddy of mine that I trust dearly, who was a baseball savant, played in college, played in high school, big baseball guy, you know, he had told me the story that he didn't really understand like the true fundamentals of how to be this pitcher until about junior college.
Yeah.
Like it just came to him one day and all of a sudden, you know, maybe it's the spin rate that he gets down. Maybe it's whatever it may be, but what a show that was yesterday that he put on. I mean, you've got Mr. Superstar $1.1 million MLB debut patch card that gets auctioned off, Paul Skeens. Mm-hmm. And we talked about it yesterday. And I think there was a lot that came out of this game. 42,000 people in Milwaukee
Huge.
Sold that stadium out on a Wednesday afternoon. That is your future of baseball right there, is young, talented pitching.
Yep.
Because you can't tell me that, you know, well, nobody knew who this Mizorowski was before the season started, before he started throwing. Exactly. It's not like it's hidden. Or, I mean, it's not like it has to be Paul Skeens from LSU. It can be, you know, and there's a kid in Cincinnati named Corbin Burns, mm-hmm. who lit the stage up against the Yankees, right? 6 strikeouts to start his MLB career.
Yeah, not and, Corbin Burns, but I know. I'm drawing a blank. It's Burns, though. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not.
Is it Burns? Either way, I just ruined that whole take. But either way, you know what I'm saying.
But I know who you're talking about.
Pitching
yes.
is these stars of pitching is what's. No doubt about it, what brought the game yesterday.
Yep.
Skeens, Mizorowski, 100 miles an hour versus 100 mile an hour. Baseball did a really good job of pushing it. I'm sure the ratings on MLB Network, even though it was a 1 o'clock game, got some really good ratings they haven't had in a while. And Milwaukee, Wednesday, summer,
yep.
middle of the day, day game, sellout.
The only thing that was missing, Front Row Amy wasn't at the game. And if you don't know who that is, Google Front Row Amy. I'm surprised she wasn't at the game yesterday, you know, watching that pitching matchup. But they got me to the TV yesterday. They got you to the TV yesterday. I think they had a lot of people paying attention, you know, to that game yesterday. Going back to what we were talking about earlier, a lot of people were probably looking at the TikTok highlights of that game. And, you know, Miz outdueled Paul Skeens. I mean, Skeens had the one bad inning, obviously.
The first.
And that was it. And it was over after that, and Miz settled in, and you know, he what I liked about him yesterday that I thought was exciting was he was excited on the mound yesterday, and he was getting big strikeouts, and he was fired up, and I like the fact that that part of baseball is kind of coming back too. Like, we're allowing these guys to celebrate and have a good time and show their excitement out there on the mound, or you know, when they hit a home run, do the bat flip, you know, mug the pitcher all you want. I don't care. That's fun. That's entertaining. That's what we're paying for.
Chase Burns.
And Chase Burns, yeah. And Mizorowski last night, yesterday afternoon, he's striking dudes out. He's fist pumping and he's having a time out there on the mound. That's how you grow the game. And to have 42,000 in a day game, man, what a great win for baseball yesterday. Just a tremendous win. And I was watching, you know, one of the broadcasts. I think it was the Brewers, obviously. And they were talking about Miz, and they were mentioning how he got to the big league level. Mm-hmm. And I thought, you know, this is going to be an interesting story, right? And it was, they do in spring training, the spring breakout game, where a lot of your top prospects play against each other, kind of the breakup spring training right around, you know, St. Patrick's Day. And he pitched in that game, I guess, didn't do well, and kind of had a little bit of an ego about him, they said. You know, he was kind of carrying himself the wrong way, my poop doesn't stink type of stuff. And the pitching coach for the Brewers, I guess, sat him down, they said, the sideline reporter did, and basically had a come to Jesus meeting with Mizorowski and said, look, if you're going to continue to carry yourself like this, if you're going to act like this, you're never going to be successful. And Mizorowski said that was the best conversation that he could have had from somebody, because it refocused him and got him to where he is today. Because probably without that conversation, I'm not at the big league level today, because I was feeling myself, so to speak. You know, I was carrying myself the wrong way. I thought I had arrived, and this guy put him in his place and said, the hell you have. And he said it was like a 20-minute conversation, and I didn't speak once during this 20-minute conversation. And that's what he needed to get his game to the next level. And he's got that pitching coach in Milwaukee now to thank for doing that to him, you know?
Yeah, and it's, you know, you have those in life. I think a lot of people probably had those moments where, like, maybe you got into high school and you thought you were a great baseball player, and you got there and all of a sudden there's a bunch of kids from middle schools around your area that are also good baseball players. You know, that guy, I mean, I think Moustakas got that.
Yeah. He got that up here.
Cause I mean, Moustakas was Mr. Everything in Florida. Like, he was the All-State quarterback. He was the home run champion for his baseball team, got to the big leagues. And it was like, a lot of these guys were their quarterback.
Everybody was.
Yeah. You're in the big leagues now. I mean, I had one, I remember vaguely, or not vaguely, I mean, very vividly, in this industry, at least if you start in Kansas City, the first thing that you have to do is run Royals games. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to learn how to run the board before you can do anything in radio. And I remember our boss, John Hance, at the time was like, you got to learn this Royals stuff. And I was like, okay. And I came in, shadowed Russ, I think, for a little bit.
Russ.
And Unicero. And I was like, I got it figured out. I know what to do. Pot up, pot down, hit yes, hit no, whatever. Duvern's pregame show in 2016. So right off a World Series where this is everybody's tuned in. You better not screw this up. And Vern's not on the air. And it's, where the hell's Vern? And like, we had to bring somebody in off the clock to help me finish the game. I was like, sorry, boss. I got nervous. You know, fingers are shaking. My, you know, mom's spaghetti, right?
Right.
And he's like, all right, well, I'm going to throw you back out there tomorrow night. So I go back out there tomorrow night, same issue. He stayed the entire time, his lights on in the office. And I'm like, well, this isn't good. And as I'm walking in the door, put my backpack on, say goodbye to Ron, all of a sudden he goes, Dusty, pulls me in his office, says, hey, I'm going to need your fob key. I thought it was going to be better than this, but I can't have that.
Yeah,
I was fired on the spot. On the spot. And I walked out of his door, thought my career was over. I came back in, I was like, F that, dude. I was like, let me relearn it. Let me do it. Let me do all this. He's like, well, this is the pros, dude. We don't do that. And I walked halfway through the hallway and he stopped me. He goes, here's your key fob. See you tomorrow night. And I came in here and I studied that board the rest of the night. And here we are.
Yeah.
And, I had to have that because I came in here like, oh yeah, be here for like 6 months, do some production, be on the air, be one of the main shows. Not the way it went.
No, 10 years later, right? You worked your way up. And that's why I tell people all the time, they're
California,
like, where Dusty come from?
Text line.
That's yeah, we know it's California. It's fine.
Haas is from Florida.
Yeah. And Dusty's worked his way up. I remember doing the board the first time that I had it, right? I was in college and I was working for another radio station here in town, one of the AM talk stations. And Art Bell was the program. One commercial break every hour. I couldn't figure it out. I could not figure it out. And I had notes. I was like, it just wasn't above my pay grade, I guess. I couldn't figure it out. And so I understand how hard that is to work. Mike come to Jesus, actually, and I'm sure he remembers it. George Brett gave me one of the greatest come to Jesus meetings that I've ever had. He said, stop being a Richard, man. Stop being a jerk. Stop being you. Basically.
George, come back.
Yeah, yeah. He goes, be likable. It's going to be much better for you if you're likable and you're not a jerk all the time. And it was a big wake up call for me. It was. And, you know, obviously it worked. And so I haven't really expressed that to George. I'm sure he's listening right now. He's hearing, I told you so 15 years ago. Don't be a jerk. You know, but that was like great life advice. You know, you get into this business, you feel it's got to be shock jock and all this kind of stuff, and it really doesn't. It really doesn't have to be that way. And so that was a great life lesson for me in that realm. Have you had one yet, Mac? Or have you not had that experience yet, being that you're fairly new in this career or in?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Your career, because I'm sure a lot of people throughout their career have had somebody come alongside to them and say, hey, you need to start doing this better.
Yeah, a lot of little things, but nothing like big wake up call like what you guys are saying.
Yeah,
but that could happen.
Yeah,
you know,
and it might. Yeah,
keep cussing on the air. I kid.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up.
Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.